I pointed out to the commissioners and to the audience that what we're really talking about here at this hearing today is an imposition of an income tax on the state of New Hampshire. And that's what it's all about. This attempt to what the governor says and the legislature says to level the playing field on tax paying is just an attempt to bring an income tax to the state of New Hampshire. And if the people don't have a voice in the true meaning of this hearing, then all is lost for this. The New Hampshire advantage is gone. We have to realize that these people in the governor's office and in the state legislature can't seem to understand that increased spending means increased taxing, and the only way you can control taxing is by controlling spending. And they haven't seemed to realize that. They've imposed some 50 tax increases or new taxes or fee increases here in the state of New Hampshire in just two sessions. It has to stop. And it has to stop here when the Department of Revenue Administration is considering a bill that the legislature has sent over for them to develop rules to control this bill or to address this bill is an income tax on small business. Well, what's an income tax on small business mean? It means that the very backbone of the New Hampshire economy is threatened with an income tax that's not imposed in any other state in the form of a tax on LLCs. Has to stop. People have to rise up and say no income tax in the state of New Hampshire. We won't stand for it. The DRA, the governor's office, and the legislature have to understand that they're only here for a period of time. And if the people don't approve of what they're doing, then they can be replaced and should be, unless they reflect the true will of the people.